We're living in a time where everybody is struggling for their lives. They're stressed, they're depressed. But with the power invested in me, I came to speak life over you. I speak blessings of health, blessings of peace. To my brothers and sisters all around the world, especially those in South Africa, struggling with AIDS. Brazil, the States.
I speak life, you're gonna live. Oh, my brother, my sister. I speak life, you are the head and not the tail. You will prevail. I speak life, don't.
Lose another person to a senseless death, substance abuse, gang violence, suicide because of low self-esteem. The power of life and death is in the tongue. Speak life over yourself and those you love.
Help me sing.
Don't give up. Amen. To God be all the glory for the great, wonderful, and mighty things he is doing in our midst. We thank God for every listener on tonight. As we getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer, we believe that prayer is effective. We believe that prayer is powerful. We believe that prayer is a mandate given to every believer by God to pray without ceasing. So we thank God for you and those who will tune in, even those who will listen to the recording, that they receive prayer and know that God hears our prayers as we pray in the name of Jesus. While we are here on Wednesday night instead of Tuesday night, nonetheless, we are here to pray for an hour. We will later take prayer requests, but we thank God for every person listening under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, my name is Pastor Anthony Simmons. I am joined by my wonderful, beautiful wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and the New Creation Church family. We invite every person under the sound of my voice who is listening, who have called in, to hear in the name of Jesus. The Bible simply says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing through the word of God. And I thank God that we can pray according to his word. He said, pray in the time of trouble. The Lord tells us to cry out to him. God says to bring our petitions and our supplications to him with thanksgiving. And the prayers of the righteous shall avail as much. And it says that he'll give us a peace which surpass all understanding in the name of Jesus. The Bible says to pray for one another that we might be healed and confess our faults to one another that we might be healed. Pray for the sick in the name of Jesus. So we thank God for you. There are two verses of scripture that I want to read, and I'm going to open up in prayer tonight in the name of Jesus. The ninth psalm, coming from Psalm chapter 9, verse 9, hear what the Bible says. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. And I don't know about you, but as you call in weekly, as you dial the number, as you seek God on a weekly and daily basis, after you go after God in spite of what you're dealing with in this world, I believe that God honors us according to Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added onto you. That scripture is saying your mortgage and your rent payment will be met. Your need of food and water will be met to sustain your livelihood and your family. It will be met. So I thank God that we are seeking God on these Wednesday and Tuesday nights. I thank God that we are seeking him in prayer, that we are calling out to the one that can help us. The scripture said he is a refuge. That means he is a protection. He is a fortress around our lives. He is a hedge of protection for the believer, and no weapon that has been forged against you will be able to prosper. So you and I must continue to believe that God's protecting hand is on our lives. He has shielded us from the ways of this world. He has shielded you and I from the wiles of the devil. In the name of Jesus. And the Bible simply says, in the time of trouble, he's a refuge. And those that know his name, I'm talking about the name of Jesus that we're about to pray in. It say, they that know that name, they that put that trust in that name, they that cry out to that name, they that pray in that name, they that look to the name which has been given above every name, that every knee shall bow and that every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. If you have confessed Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you are born again believer, if you have been sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, baptized with the Holy Ghost, you're in good company because God has you through his son, Jesus Christ. You are the redeemed of the Lord, and the Bible says, let us say so. So I'm getting excited. So as we pray tonight, allow the Spirit of God to lift your spirit. Sometimes there's a heaviness in this thing called life. Sometimes there's a yoke that the enemy tries to put around our neck. Sometimes there's a weight that the devil tries to throw on our shoulders. But in the name of Jesus, I declare you free tonight. I declare you free today. I declare you and your family and your problems liberated by the blood of Jesus. So I speak life to you. I speak liberty to you. I speak breakthrough and manifestation of miracles to you. In the name of Jesus, be encouraged. Jesus said it himself, in this world you'll have trouble, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world in the name of Jesus. So he said we will overcome the world as well. So he tells us to be of good cheer. Put a smile on your face, what Kirk Franklin said. Force a smile. Force yourself to laugh. Force yourself to shake yourself loose from the cares of this world. My wife preached a word to us on Sunday. Sometimes you got to not allow the cares of this world to choke the word out of you. Troubles and trials and problems try to overwhelm us and choke the word of God out of us. So as we pray tonight, I want that word to be, I want you to be reminded of the word. I want the word to come forth in your life. I want that word, as you sit and hear sermons and the word preached over your life, I want that thing to rise up in you, and I want it to rise up in me tonight as we go forward by faith in the name of Jesus. The word says the just shall live by faith and not by sight. Begin to say what you don't see. Begin to speak, glory be to God, what you don't have yet. And watch the power of your words in the name of Jesus. I thank God for my wife, because sometimes when I want to say the wrong words, she reminds me, and sometimes I kindly remind her that we need to line up our words with this Bible, with the word of God, because he says his word will not come back void. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God shall remain forever. Yes. So we're going to pray according to the word tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. This is the day that you have made. Yes. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Now, Father God, by the blood of Jesus, I cover every person under the sound of my voice. And I say, Lord, have your way. You know what they're walking through. You know what they're facing right now in this time and in this season in their lives. According to the proverb, the third chapter, there's a time and a season for everything in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for the season that we're in, because you saw this day afar off. And, Lord, we're crying out in your son Jesus' name tonight. God, have mercy on your children. God, we know that your grace is sufficient. And right now we pray in the name of Jesus that every need be met. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the sick right now. Father God, that you will remove every ounce of sickness, every ounce of disease, every, Father God, thing that's trying to plague your people. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now, and we come against every sickness of every kind. You say you came that you healed all manners of diseases and all manners of sickness. The woman with the issue of blood said, if I could just but touch the hem of his garment, oh, I feel the whole Holy Ghost, I shall be made whole. And you and I today, according to the word of God, we are touching the hem of his garment in the spirit realm. We still can touch the hem of Jesus' garment. By faith, you can touch his garment. By faith, you can come into contact with Jesus. By faith, in the name of Jesus, we can call upon him, just like when he walked the earth and he hears our prayers. In the name of Jesus, God is a keeper if you want to be kept, and he'll keep you in your right mind. And right now, Lord, your word says you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. And right now, I thank you for your people having a sound mind. Lord, let them walk in peace. Let them be able to sleep at night and have not restless nights, have not insomnia, stand up worrying about the cares of this world. Lord, help your people to enter into your rest in the name of Jesus, because we know according to your word that all things are working together for the good of those that love you, of those who have been called according to your purpose. So, Lord, we thank you that right now we're going to count it all joy in the name of Jesus. When fiery trials come, you said it creates patience in us, and patience creates a perfect work. We reside wanting nothing in the name of Jesus. Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, that you give us a sound mind. And we thank you, Lord, that you give us in the name of Jesus, Father, the love of God. We thank you that you have given us your love. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whomever shall believe in him shall never perish but have eternal life. You loved us before we loved you, in the name of Jesus. So according to your word, you told us to love God with all our heart, with all of our mind, and with all of our strength, and to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Lord, give us compassion for one another. Give us compassion for the homeless. Give us compassion for the orphan. Give us compassion for the widow, in the name of Jesus. Give us compassion for the lost sheep, those who have lost their way. In the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you. We thank you that you have given us love and power. Lord, we're going to pray for more power tonight. Give every person listening more power. Give them a greater anointing. Give them greater ability, Father God. Give them greater authority in the name of Jesus. Because your word says, whatever we bind on earth, it shall be bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth, it shall be loosed in heaven. And right now we bind up the hand of the enemy. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Devil, you are still a liar. In the name of Jesus. Lucifer, we render you powerless over God's people. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we cast out every demonic presence. In the name of Jesus. Because your word says we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against wickedness in high places. And right now, help us to put on the whole armor of God tonight. Help us to walk by faith tonight. In the name of Jesus. You told us to bear one another's burdens. You told us to carry each other's load. In the name of Jesus. So we thank you for the body of Christ tonight. We thank you for the fellowship of believers of tonight. We thank you, Father God, for everybody looking this way for prayer, that you meet every need. Bless every marriage. Bless every family. Bless those who are sick and shut up in the hospital. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the one incarcerated, the prisoner of tonight. In the name of Jesus, because your word says in the Bible, according to Matthew, the 25th chapter, when you have done it for the least of these, you have done it for me. And right now, Lord, we pray for the person down on their luck. We pray for the person, Lord, who lives in a shelter. We pray for the person, Father God, in the name of Jesus, without anything to eat. We pray right now for the person struggling to pay their bills, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, for those who are going through a hardship. Glory be to God. We pray, Lord, that person looking for a job, that you would open a door that no man can shut, and that you would shut doors that no man can open. We're praying for the person who's going through a divorce. We're praying for a person who has to go to court for whatever reason. We are praying, Lord, for the church and the pastor that's frustrated and feeling discouraged in this hour. We are praying, Lord, for the congregation that's being confused in this season. We are praying for every pastor, every clergy, every priest in your name, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us. We're crying out tonight. Lord, we can't do it without you. You said with man it's impossible. With God, all things are possible. Lord, help that person not to quit. Help that man not to walk away from his family, but to take care of those children and to take care of his wife in the name of Jesus. Help that wife, Lord, to respect and honor that man that you have given her in the name of Jesus. Help those children to honor their parents, that their days may be long in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for family on tonight. We thank you for marriages on tonight. We thank you for communities and churches on tonight, in the name of Jesus. And right now, we pray for souls. We pray for the lost souls, Lord, those who have never confessed you as Lord and Savior, those who don't believe in your Son Jesus' name, those who are, Father God, are blinded by the devil of this world. We're praying right now because your word says the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And right now, give us a boldness, Lord, to go into the streets. Give us the courage, Lord, to go and reach the lost souls. You said we got to snatch some out of the fire in the name of Jesus. They may not come into the doors of the church. So give us the ability. Give us the compassion. Give us the desire to go out and meet the needs of the people in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you told us not to get comfortable like in the book of Haggai in our paneled houses and in our comfortable churches. But you told us, Lord, this is a hurting world, and you are putting us in the earth as a seed to bring a harvest in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for the spirit of evangelism resurrecting itself. I thank you for the spirit of outreach being resurrected in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that we won't feel powerless or hopeless against the cares of this world in the name of Jesus. But give us a desire in the name of Jesus, according to the great commission, to go ye into all the world and preach the good news to the poor. Bind up the brokenhearted. Give sight to the spiritually blind. Give hearing to the deaf and the mute. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you. We praise your holy name. As my wife get ready to take the prayer, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for breakthrough in every area of life. In the matchless name of Jesus, Lord, have mercy on your people. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we magnify your name and we glorify your name. And we say, Lord, there's none like you. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the Leek family, Sister Rabinia, Lord, as we went to the homegoing service on this morning. In the name of Jesus, you said comfort those who with the same comfort that we've been comforted with. In the matchless name of Jesus. So we pray, Lord, for bereavement over that family. We give condolences to the Leek family in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, be with that family even during the repassing as the days proceed in the name of Jesus. As their mother is apart from the body and now she is with the Lord in the matchless name of Jesus. So we pray for comfort for that family. I pray for my daughter Hakita, Lord, that you would minister to her mind and her heart and her spirit in the name of Jesus. We pray for our eldest son Justin, Lord, in that Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area. Lord, minister to his heart and his mind in the name of Jesus. Speak to that young man. May the spirit of the living God on the inside of him overwhelm everything on the outside of him in the name of Jesus. We pray for Marcus, Lord, as you establish that young man in the earth realm, opening this door of opportunity for employment. As our summer youngest daughter goes into the summer season in this school, I pray for Kayla and Marcus and Justin and Hakita and every person under the sound of my voice. I pray for their children. I pray for their grandchildren. I pray for their family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every relative, every extended relative, Father God, the aunts and the uncles, the grandparents, in the name of Jesus, cousins, Lord, and relatives, Father God, of any kind. We pray right now that you would have mercy on the family. We pray right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come against that spirit of divorce. We know what the statistics are saying. It's approaching 60%. We know what the statistics are saying, that marriages won't work anymore. But the devil is a liar. I thank you that people are still walking down the aisle. I thank you that marriages are still being honored. I thank you for my marriage of almost 18 years in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, honor marriage. You said marriage should be honorable by all and a marriage be undefiled in the name of Jesus. So we pray for marriages. We pray for those people who are going through. We're praying for the single parent on tonight. Lord, that you would make a way out of no way. That parent that's trying to be depressed by the devil, that single mother that's making it hard in the name of Jesus, that father that's trying to do the right thing and everything he's trying to do, it looks like it's coming against him. We pray for that man of God. We pray for our young children that's trying to get college degrees and trying to become men of God. We pray for our young women. They're trying to become women of virtue. They're trying to live holy and godly in the name of Jesus. We pray for our young people, our teenagers, Lord, in the matchless name of Jesus. Lord, stop the violence as we read in the paper and see all over the news. Stop the violence of this generation in the name of Jesus. Stop the madness, Lord, of people not even wanting education in the name of Jesus. I thank you that our children are graduating. I thank you that our children are getting high school diplomas. I thank you that our children are getting college degrees. I thank you that they are gaining gainful employment in the name of Jesus. I thank you that our children are staying out of trouble and staying out of prison. I thank you in the name of Jesus that you'll keep them free from drugs and alcohol. In the I feel the Holy Ghost in the matchless name of Jesus. So, Lord, have mercy on our nation. We pray for President Barack Obama in the name of Jesus. We pray for our First Lady, Michelle Obama, in the name of Jesus. We pray for their two little daughters. Father God, cover that family, the first family of these great United States of America. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. Protect that family, Lord, during his second term, leading our country in the name of Jesus. I pray for unity, Father God, with our politicians, with the Republicans and the Democrats and the independents. We pray for unity in the White House, unity in the Senate, unity among congressmen in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we say, have your way. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Lord, we say, have your way. Glory be to God. We need you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on tonight. Oh, Lord, you are worthy to be praised, oh God, and we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love, oh God. Lord, we just, Father God, just thank you for who you are and what you are and all that you are to us, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we glorify your name. We magnify your name. We exalt your name on high. We bind up Satan right now and any plan that Satan has, even coming against our personal computer right now in the name of Jesus. We come against all bugs and viruses and hackers right now in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against this prayer line or this online ministry can prosper. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for those, Father God, who are tuned in, Father God, and those who have called in for prayer on tonight. And Lord, we just ask, Father God, that you, Father, will, Father God, bless each and every person in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We magnify your name. We exalt your name on high, oh God. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We, Lord, we just exalt your name. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. We worship you, oh God. Hallelujah. You alone are worthy. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Maria, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for Sister Carmen, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for Mother May Thomas. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Daniela Brown and Brother Amel Brown, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for all those who are tuned in, for all those who have come to the altar for prayer on today, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the Simmons household, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for New Creation Christian Ministry. We thank you, Lord. Apostle Matthew Tillery, Pastor Dawn Tillery, oh God. Lord, we just say, have your way and let your will be done, oh Lord, in the lives, Father God, of your people on tonight, God.
Yes.
Lord, we just thank you, Lord, even for the President of this United States of America, oh Lord. We ask that you will bless President Barack Obama, oh God. Bless his wife. Bless his dear children, oh God. Bless all, Father God, White House cabinet members and councilmen and congressmen, oh God, the Senate, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the House speakers, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you, Father God, let your hand be upon every school, every teacher, every student, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask, Father God, hallelujah, that you will make provision, Father God, for those who are looking for provision on today, God. We ask that you will open up the windows of heaven, open up doors of opportunity. Lord, bless Sister Maria, bless her business, bless her marriage, bless her children. Give her the desires of her heart, God. Continue to give her clarity, oh God, and wisdom from on high. You said in your word that if anyone lacks wisdom, all we have to do is ask, oh Father God. So we are asking you for wisdom on tonight, God. We're asking for wisdom, oh Lord, and we ask
Father God, that you will touch, Father God, and bless, Father God, and open up the eyes of understanding for your people, especially our sister Maria, oh God. Lord, she's, Father God, your daughter, and Lord, she has a heart for you. And Lord, we just thank you for, Father God, blessing her above and beyond what she can think, ask, or imagine. Bless her business, oh God, hallelujah. Put increase in her hands, oh God. You said you would give seed to the sower, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, for increase, God. We thank you that this is a season of increase, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you bless Sister Carmen, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, touch her right now, God. Hallelujah. Lord, you know the desires of her heart. Even though she doesn't come on and ask for anything over this prayer line, Lord, we ask that you meet every unspoken need, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you bless her husband, oh God. Bless her family. Bless her children, God. Lord, touch her daughter, oh God. Father God, touch her sons, oh God. In the name of Jesus, touch her grandchildren and her great-grandchildren. Lord, you know the desire of her heart, God. We come against the plan of Satan, Father God, trying to divide any members of her family, God. We declare total unity over her family right now in the name of Jesus. We declare that no weapon formed against Sister Carmen can prosper. Lord, this is your daughter. She has a heart for you, oh God. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will heal every broken area, oh God. Father God, touch her heart and, Father God, heal her body, oh God, and heal anything in her, Father God, that's broken or anything that's hurting, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you are able to do all things but fail. So, Lord, we just praise your holy name and we magnify your name on tonight, God. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise because you are still worthy to be praised. Lord, we bind up any worms or viruses on this computer. We declare and decree, oh, Father God, that no weapon formed against the Simmons household can prosper. Yes. We say, Satan, take your hands off of this ministry. Take your hands off of this computer. Yes. Take your hands off in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you, oh God, because you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Lord, you are able to do all things but fail. And even as we have committed to pray, oh God, we thank you, Lord, that you hear our prayers. We call the supernatural into the natural realm on tonight, God. We call angelic realms, Father God, into the earthly realm on tonight, God. We call angelic beings into the earthly realm on tonight, God. We bind up Satan, Father God, in any attack, any satanic or demonic attack right now in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you tonight. We worship you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. Yes, you are God. Worthy, oh God. Yet will we praise you. Yet will we give you the glory. Yet will we give you the honor. Yet will we give you the praise, oh God. Hallelujah. We will not be distracted by the demons on assignment, oh God. Jesus. We will not be distracted by Satan. We will not be distracted by the devil. Hallelujah. We will continue, Father God, to do the work that you have called us to do, even on this Wednesday night, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for opening doors that no man can close. Lord, we ask that you touch Sister Carmen, oh God. We ask, Father God, even as Jessica begins to go prepare for graduation, God, we ask, Father God, that you would give her a beautiful day for her graduation. Yeah. We ask, Father God, that you, Father God, would bless this ceremony, God. Let Jessica be blessed. Let her classmates be blessed. Let her grandmother be blessed. Hallelujah. Let her parents be blessed, oh God. Let your blessings be upon this service, this ceremony, Father God, on Sunday, oh God. Yes. In the name of Jesus. We come against confusion. We come against, Father God, ill feelings. We come against conflict, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we declare and decree, oh God, hallelujah, that your peace will be upon that day, that your peace will be upon their household, that your peace will be upon their family. So, Lord, we just say, have your way, God. Have your way. Touch Kevin, oh God. Touch young Kevin, Lord. Kevin Jr., oh God. We ask, Father God, that you will bless that young man. Father God, your hand is upon him. Yes. Even as he goes to school, as he goes to college, even as he, Father God, pursues his college degree, as he gets ready to be baptized with his friends, Anthony and Benita, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your hand upon the lives of these young people. We ask that you will continue to bless our youth, oh God, Kayla and Marcus, Shaniqua, oh God, Jessica, hallelujah, all of the young people that are in New Creation Christian Ministry. Lord, bless New Creation Christian Ministries. Bless every member, every person, every family, oh God, every adult or every child, even as we transition, God, we ask that you will bless each and every individual, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless Sister Maria's cousin, oh God, hallelujah, say that, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for total healing, God. We have prayed for healing, and we believe that by the stripes of Christ, she is healed.
Yes.
So we just thank you for total healing right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We declare and decree total healing over her life right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, continue to have your way. Continue to let your will be done, Lord. Hallelujah. Save Sister Maria's husband, oh God. Save every one of Sister Carmen's children, God. Save every one of our children, God. Save every child, Father God, that's affiliated with New Creation Christian Ministries, oh God. We say have your way. Let your will be done in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. We pray for children everywhere, God. Hallelujah. We pray, Father God, for children everywhere in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your hand upon the lives of every child, God, of every young person, God. We bind up. We come against gang membership and drugs. We come against drive-by shootings, and we declare safety. We put a hedge of protection around our children, every child in the United States of America, every child in every foreign country. We, Lord, we cry out on behalf of the children. You said, suffer not the little ones to come unto me. So, Lord, we pray for every child, every youth, Father God, every parent, God. Give every parent peace, Father God, that surpasses all understanding, God. Give every parent wisdom from on high, Lord. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for Oklahoma, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for New Jersey,
yes.
Oh God, hallelujah. We pray for Renee Jackson, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for her blood being regulated,
yes.
God. We thank you, Lord, even as she was in the hospital on last week. We thank you for divine healing, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for regulating her blood cells.
Yes.
We thank you for regulating her blood count.
God.
We thank you, Lord, for regulating her eyesight, her vision,
yes.
Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of depression,
yes.
Right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up Satan in the area of depression. We declare that no weapon formed against Renee can prosper, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for saving, bringing her back into the household of faith,
yes.
God. Hallelujah. Bringing her back, oh, God, into, Father God, right relationship with
yes.
you, oh, God. Lord, we come against any plan of the enemy. We speak to her mind, and we call her mind into order. We call peace into her mind right now in the name of Jesus for Renee Jackson. Put a hedge of protection around her family, her husband, her children,
her boys,
yes. Al Zarif, who got saved in his bedroom, oh, God. Bless him. Keep the fire lit. Keep him, Father God, hungering and thirsting after
yes.
you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Lord, we pray for Evangelist Page, oh God, hallelujah. Lord, even as she goes in for her biopsy on tomorrow, Lord, give her a sweet rest on tonight. Give her sweet slumber on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, give her comfort even during this time, God. Hallelujah. Keep her in the grip of your mercy, oh God. Lord, we're all in the grip of your mercy. We all need you, God. We all need you. Without you, we are nothing, oh Lord. Without you, we can do nothing. Without you, we can, Father God, there's nothing we can have, be, or do without you, Lord. We need you, and we ask that you continue to manifest yourself to us. Show yourself to us in a greater way, oh God. Lord, let your Holy Spirit, Father God, rain down on us. Let the power of your Holy Spirit touch each and every person under the sound of my voice. Lord, not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit. Lord, we need another touch from you. Let your Holy Spirit rain down in our bedrooms and rain down in our living rooms, rain down in the basement of our homes, rain down in the attics of our homes. Lord, we thank you for divine provision, oh God, that every need is met, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for Evangelist Page that this biopsy will come back benign, oh God, benign, that this biopsy will come back benign. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, that there will be no malignancy, that she shall live, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And not die, that she shall declare your work, so God, you called her, Father God, she still has work in her. It's not her desire to leave this earth, God, hallelujah. So Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for divine healing right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, regulate every cell right now. We call every cell into divine order right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for healing for Sister Carmen's back and Sister Maria's leg, that leg, hallelujah, that's been giving her problems. We pray for that left leg. In the name of Jesus, that foot, that leg, that pain will be taken away. Sister Carmen's back, oh God. Lord, she's been believing you for healing. We thank you, Lord, for regulating every nerve, every cell, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you are able. You are able, oh Lord, to do all things but fail, oh God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just bless your name on tonight. And even as we continue to pray, Lord, we just say, have your way. We thank you for increase.
Jesus.
We thank you for increase. We thank you for increase in your church. We thank you for increase in our homes. We thank you for increase in our bank accounts. We thank you for increase in our health. We thank you for increase in our joy. We thank you for increase in our peace, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for increase in our faith. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for increase, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for increase in New Creation Christian Ministries. We thank you, Lord, for souls being saved, 500,000 plus souls being saved this year, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for hallelujah. Apostle Matthew Tillery, Pastor Dawn Tillery, God. We thank you for divine supernatural healing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will touch and heal that leg, oh God. Even as she broke her right leg and had surgery. Lord, we thank you for supernatural, miraculous healing right now, God. Not by might, not by power. But by your spirit, let it be done. Bless our marriage. My husband and I, bless Apostle Matthew Tillery's marriage. Bless every marriage represented on this prayer line tonight. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this marriage of my husband and I. As we go on, however many years we're going to be married, God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that we're counting it all joy. Hallelujah. The days that you give us to spend with each other, that what you have joined together, no man can put, nothing can put asunder, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you for touching our marriage and keeping our marriage. And even as my husband continues to pray, we just say, have your way and let your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Father God, I pray for my mother-in-law, Mae Thomas, in the name of Jesus, that you will minister to her heart, her mind, and her spirit. Father God, in the name of Jesus, that she is to delight herself in you. Give her the desires of her heart. Glory, I thank you for her children and her grandchildren in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for those on this prayer line tonight, those looking this way for prayer in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. Glory be to God. And knowing that your word will not come back void, but it shall accomplish that which you sent it to do. So we thank you for the blood of Jesus, for the forgiveness of our sins. Lord, help us to forgive tonight. Help us to move beyond the pain of the past in the name of Jesus. Help the hurting tonight. Help that woman who's in pain tonight. Help that man who is frustrated tonight in the name of Jesus. Help us to be better husbands. I pray for every man tonight. I pray in the name of Jesus that you make us the priests and the providers and the protectors of our family. Help us to protect our sons and our daughters. Help us to protect our wives and our children. Help us to be protectors of the neighborhoods in which we live in. Help us to protect those who can't cover themselves in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for every man, every husband, every grandfather, every uncle, every brother, in the name of Jesus, every son. I pray for men everywhere, that men will take their rightful place in the kingdom, that they will show themselves strong and show themselves mighty. I pray for husbands, that they will cover their wives and love their wives. I pray for fathers, that they will cover their children and provide for their children. Lord, that man that's looking for a job, in the name of Jesus, open a door that no man can shut. Even with the criminal record, Lord, even the man that made a mistake. Lord, give them favor with the boss. Give them favor with the hiring people. Give them favor with the human resource department. That young lady, Lord, that teenage mother that got pregnant. Lord, give her a way out of no way. Put the babysitter in position. Allow the daycare to show her favor that she can still go on and live a prosperous life. Help, Father God, the family to help that individual in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for the unity of the body of Christ. We thank you, Father God, for the family of the body of Christ. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that churches will be able to work together in unity for the community. We thank you for churches coming along to each other and working alongside each other. We thank you for pastors and clergy getting along with one another and working toward a common good. We thank you for the mothers in the church. We thank you, Lord, for the women of Zion. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for every minister of the gospel. We thank you, glory be to God, for those not just at New Creation about to be baptized, but everybody around this world, everybody around this nation, everybody in the state of New Jersey, the state of Georgia, the state of Florida, that's going to be baptized within the next few weeks. In the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you that they'll come up different out of the water. Thank you for holy baptism. Thank you for the baptism of fire. Thank you for the resurrection, glory be to God, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that Jesus right now is even interceding, sitting at the right hand of God the Father, interceding and praying on our behalf. I believe that an angelic host in the name of Jesus has been dispatched tonight on our behalf. I believe that God has assigned a guardian angel to every person under the sound of my voice. I believe in the name of Jesus that angels are sitting around your house, that angels are on post in the name of Jesus, guarding the church in your natural house in the name of Jesus. I believe that God has designed an angelic host to look out after his children in the name of Jesus. So demonic activity and the warfare that we're facing, oh, glory be to God, no weapon that has been formed against us will be able to prosper. Your enemies will come at you one way, and the word said they'll flee seven different ways in the name of Jesus. I declare over your life tonight that you are above and not beneath, that you shall be the lender and not the borrower, that you are the first and not to last, in the name of Jesus, that you are the beginning and not the end. Glory be to God. The Bible says he is Alpha and Omega. He is the first and the last. He is the beginning and the end. And we are made in the image of Almighty God and in his likeness. They that call upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. So glory be to God. I thank you that you give us the patience of Job, that we will not curse God, that we will not put our mouth on God, that we will not turn away from God. Even when life gets hard, God, we're going to call out on your name. Even when life gets tough, we're going to call out on the name of Jesus. Even when our children and our marriages and sometimes our money act real funny, we're going to not abandon God, because he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So, Lord, give us the fortitude. Give us the grace. Give us the ability to call upon your name. Give every parent, Lord, the ability as they hug their children to, Father God, impart wisdom, as they embrace their family members in the name of Jesus. Give that grandmother and that grandfather godly wisdom. Give those parents what to say to their children in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have mercy on this nation. Have mercy on our president. Have mercy. We pray for Mayor Cory Booker right here in the city of Newark. We pray for Governor Chris Christie in the name of Jesus. We pray for politicians and leaders everywhere, every school teacher, every nurse, every doctor, every administrator in the name of Jesus, every court official, every judge. We pray for law enforcement. We pray for those in the armed services in the name of Jesus. We pray for the Army and we pray for the Navy tonight. We pray for the Marine Corps tonight. We pray for the Air Force tonight in the name of Jesus. Even as we have come off of Memorial Day weekend, in the name of Jesus. My father was a veteran, and now we memorialize his death as he fought, Father God, in this name of Jesus, in the Army, in the military. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, and I thank you for my father, Louis Simmons III, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have mercy on our military personnel. Have mercy on our law enforcement as they try to protect the streets and protect, Father God, the communities. Have mercy, Lord, with our politicians as they try to get us out of this economic rut in the name of Jesus. But, Lord, you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. You are El Nisi, glory be to God. So we call upon you, God, to provide and meet all of our needs. You said you became poor that we might be made rich.
Yes.
You said in your word that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You
yes.
said in your word, according to your riches in Christ's glory, that you will provide every need and that you will meet every need. Just like you fed 5,000 people with two fish
yes.
and five loaves of bread.
Yes.
Just like you turned water into wine
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Just like you fed the multitudes in the
yes.
name of
yes.
Jesus. We are looking to you today in the month of May 2013. Allow our mortgages to be paid. Allow our rent to be paid. Allow our businesses, Lord, to be successful. Allow, as my wife said,
yes.
increase
yes.
to come to every area of life. Jesus, you said the thief comes to steal
yes.
and to kill and to destroy, but you came that we might have life. And watch this, church. He said that we might have life and have it more abundantly.
Yes.
That means increase. That means Zoe. That means the big-breasted one. That means the all-sufficient God in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, and we praise you tonight. And we magnify you tonight.
Yes, God.
And we glorify you tonight.
Yes.
So, Lord, as we have a few minutes in this prayer line, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
Even sometimes with the technology, we thank you that you've given us this medium to pray.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord, that the cell phones and the communication that we have through prayer, because your word says with two or more at the touch and agree,
yes.
they shall have what they say. So I render every person under the sound of my voice that your family is prosperous,
yes.
that you are already successful,
yes.
that you are already healed,
yes.
that you are already delivered, that you are already rich, that you are already living the abundant life. I decree and declare over your life
yes.
that you already have victory,
yes.
that you already are more than a conqueror,
yes.
that you are already put the devil under your feet.
Yes.
I decree and declare over your life tonight that in the name of Jesus,
yes.
no weapon, no enemy, no hater, no jealous person, no person that envies you, no person that tries to covet what you have accumulated,
yes.
no person that's coming against you will be able to prevail in the matchless name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
And we praise you.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just go ahead and praise God. Hallelujah. We praise you, O God. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. You are worthy. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah. You are worthy, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead and say thank you, Jesus. Go ahead and praise him. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We praise you, oh, Jesus. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise God. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. Hallelujah. Give him the fruit of your lips.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Jesus died as our final sacrifice. Hallelujah. He served as the ultimate sacrifice for your sins. Hallelujah. And because of that, no more blood sacrifice have to be offered up on the altar of the Lord. But we ask Christians, we as the redeemed of the Lord have an obligation to give God the fruit of our lips, the sacrifice of the fruit of our lips. That's why we open our mouths, and that's why we praise God, even when everything is not going right, even when all hell is coming against us, even when we have problems in our marriage, even when we have problems with our money, even when we have problems in our ministry, we still praise God. We still give God the sacrifice of praise. We give God a thank offering with our mouths. We open our mouths and say hallelujah. We open our mouths and say, Lord, we thank you. We open our mouths and say, Lord, we praise you. No matter how hard it gets, God, we will keep praising you. No matter how many people come against us, Lord, we will keep praising you. No matter what happens, we will praise you. Job said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Though everything has been taken from me, though my children are dead and my land is gone and my cattle has been destroyed, God, I will trust you. I will trust you, God. Job says, I'm going to hold on because I know my change is coming. And we have to do the same thing. We have to determine in our hearts to hold on, because we know that our change is coming. We know that God is going to change things around for us. We know that heaven and earth can pass away, but God's word will last forever. His word will stand forever. Who am I talking to out there? Don't get weary. Don't you grow weary in well-doing. For in due season, you shall reap a harvest if you faint not. God is saying, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled, but trust in God. Trust also in Jesus. Hallelujah. Trust in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. If God be for you, that's more than the whole world against you. I said, if God be for you, that's more than the whole world against you. So the enemies may come on one side, but they will flee. They will come in one way, but they will flee in seven different ways. The angel of the Lord encampeth around you to protect you from all danger and harm. And let me tell you this, my brother. Let me tell you this, my sister. God will not put any more on you than what you can handle, because God knows how much you can handle. God knows how much you can handle. You might feel like you're about to break. You might feel like you can't make it anymore. You might feel like throwing up your hands in frustration and giving up. But continue to press. I said continue to press. Press forward. Press forward. Believe in God. Believing that he is faithful, who has begun a good work in you. He will complete that work. He is faithful to complete the work that he has started in you. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord. Believe in the Lord. Lean not into your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise God. Go ahead and worship him. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord.
We love
you. Hallelujah. 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 We praise you, oh God. We magnify your name. As Pastor Anthony and I came upstairs and began to pray on tonight, as we were in the middle of this prayer, hear this testimony. You got to hear this testimony. As we were in the middle of this prayer, there was a warning that came on our computer from the FBI. It says that it was a warning from the FBI that our computer had been seized and the contents of our computer had been seized by the FBI because we had been doing unlawful content with music and pornography and all kinds of stuff. And how many of you know that the devil is a liar? Amen. Hallelujah. This is the same computer that we use for prayer. It's the same computer that we use for our midday service. It's the same computer that we use to stream our Sunday services. It's the same computer. This computer is anointed. It is a vessel of the the kingdom of God. And I'm here to tell you that ain't nobody mad but the devil. Hallelujah. So if you're wondering why we didn't take prayer requests tonight, we could not open up the computer, the switchboard, to take your prayer requests on tonight. But I want you to know on tonight that God hears your prayers, that God knows what you're standing in the need of. Hallelujah. And even if you didn't, even though you did not get to come on the air tonight, even though you did not get to verbalize a prayer request or even a testimony, I want you to go ahead and praise God anyhow. Hallelujah. You hear us. We're praising God. Computers are expensive, and the devil wants to take this computer down. But I'm telling you, we're praising God anyhow. Did you hear me? We are praising God anyway. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God is worthy of the praise. I told Pastor Emily in the car, I said, do you know that what we have and what we give to the people is worth more than silver and gold? Do you know, I want you to hear this on tonight. Do you know that what you have in your possession, what you have in your heart, David said, your word have I planted in my heart so that I might not sin against you. Do you know that the word that we have, the Bible says, John says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. It says that the word became flesh and dwelt amongst men. Hallelujah. Do you know that Jesus Christ is the word of God made manifest? Hallelujah. He is the word that was spoken of from Genesis through Revelation. Hallelujah. Jesus said, you search the scripture to find out, and you don't even realize that the scripture is written about me. Hallelujah. Colossians says that Jesus came as the fulfillment of the word. Hallelujah. Everything that was written, the whole word, it all consists around Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Do you know that you have Jesus, and because you have Jesus, you have something, you have someone. You have someone that's more important than silver or gold. Hallelujah. So God is saying, do not allow the word, do not allow what you have, do not allow this treasure that you have living on the inside of you to be choked off by the cares of this world. Huh? My God, it's more valuable than riches. I don't care if you don't have a dollar in the bank. I don't care if you don't have a dime in the bank. You might not even have a roof over your head on tonight, but you got the word. Hallelujah. You have the word of God. You have a promise. You are joint heirs with Christ. Hallelujah. You are the blessed of the Lord. And you might not feel blessed right now. You might not even look blessed. Hallelujah. But I'm here to remind you on tonight, Pastor Anthony and I came all the way by way of Bloomfield, New Jersey, to remind you that you are the blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What God has blessed, man cannot curse.
You're blessed, people.
What God has blessed, man cannot curse. You have to hear God on today. You are already blessed. Listen. Your husband might be acting like a stone cold fool. Your wife might be acting like she has lost her mind. Your children may act like they hate you. They might act like they can't stand your guts. People that call themselves friends are now acting like your enemy.
Mm-hmm.
People that you love have turned their backs on you. People who said they would never leave you have walked away from you. But I'm here to tell you on tonight that you are still blessed.
Huh? Still you
are still blessed because if God be for you, that's more than the whole world against you. If God be for you, that's more than the whole world. I want you to hear God on today. Jesus said, I told you these things that your joy might be complete. Jesus said, I told you. I'm telling you. He said, I'm telling you, in this world, you're going to have some trouble.
Wow.
You're going to have some persecutions. You're going to have some trials and some tribulations.
Yeah.
He said, but be of good cheer. He said, take heart because I have overcome the world. And Jesus said, I'm telling you all of this, so that your joy might be complete. I came to give you your joy back. I came to remind you that your joy is not in stuff. Your joy is not in people. Listen, that is not the source of your joy. The source of your joy is the Lord, the Most High God. Hallelujah. And if you put your joy, you put your faith, you put your trust, and you put your hope back in Jesus, I guarantee you that you will have success because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And this joy, Pastor Emily, you are so right. This joy that you have, the world didn't give it to you. and the world can't take it away. I need you to shout this joy that I have.
The joy that I have.
The world didn't give it
this
to me. And the world can't take it away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead and praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God. We praise you, O God. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. So I want you to receive the word of the Lord tonight. No, we didn't get to talk to you tonight. But keep believing God. Keep praying. Pray for us. Amen. Because just like you're under attack, we come up under attack. But know that your pastors are fine. Pastor Emily and I are fine. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we trust in the Lord. And we know that no weapon formed against us can prosper. Did you hear me? Did you hear me?
That's right.
The computer's going to be fine. No weapon formed against you can prosper. Listen, you got to have an unshakable faith. Pastor Emily and I are preachers. We are preachers of the faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. And we have unshakable faith.
Yeah.
And we are encouraging you on tonight. We are encouraging you to do what we do. Be imitators of us.
Yes.
And have that unshakable faith. I don't care what's going on. Keep the word of the Lord in your mouth. Keep speaking God's word over your life. Keep believing God and trusting God for your family. Keep believing and trusting God for your marriage. Whatever you're believing and trusting God for, listen, and give it to God. Listen, I want you to give it to God tonight. Amen. Some of you are worrying yourself sick. You're worrying yourself sick. You're trying to do it in your own power. Listen, you can't turn that person around in your power.
Wow.
Listen, what God has for you is for you. Hallelujah. Listen, I got to say this. Stop chasing after people. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Listen, that are turning their backs on you. Let God deal with them. Let me say it again. Stop chasing after people that have turned their backs on you. Let God deal with them. Go after God. God says, resist the devil and draw near to me. Hallelujah. Chase after God, and God will draw near to you. Hallelujah. And the devil will flee. Hallelujah. What God has for you is for you. Hallelujah. And who God has for you is for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to hear this on tonight. It does not mean that you don't pray for your children. It does not mean that you don't pray for your husband. It does not mean that you don't pray for your wife. It does not mean that you don't pray for your church members. What it means, though, is that you pray for these people. You release them. You give them to God, and you go on living the life that God has ordained for you to live. God says, I have a plan for you. He says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope in the future. So you keep on laughing. You keep on praising God. You keep on rejoicing. Hallelujah. Even in the middle of the storm, even in the middle of the fire, they rejoice and praise God. Paul and Silas rejoiced and praised God while they were in prison. Let me say it again. Paul and Silas rejoiced and gave God praise, saying praises to God and prayed while they were in prison. That means they were not sitting around crying, but they were praising God in prison. And that's what we want to encourage you to do. Whatever that prison is, Jesus says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has anointed me to set the captives free. So whatever it is that's trying to keep you in captivity, I want to tell you that the secret is in your praise. The secret to the doors of that prison being open, the secret to you getting your joy back, the secret to even them turning around and God turning that situation around is in your praise. Go ahead and praise them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. As we sign off tonight, Pastor, you were speaking prophetically, and I believe we all received that word that the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes.
So go down from this place, and as she said, give your family to God, give your cares, your concerns, your problems to God, because he's able to handle it. Amen.
Yes.
Is there anything too hard for God?
Nothing.
And our answer is no.
Yes.
So we thank God for you. Continue to pray for us. We'll continue to pray for you. Again, the enemy is the only person that's mad. So go down from this place. Again, we'll be here next week, and hopefully we'll have this computer in our studio in order. but we just could not take calls tonight. God bless you. Hallelujah. We pray for the Brown family, Daniela and Amel Brown, that things will work out for their good concerning housing in that apartment, that they will have the keys in their hand and the ability to move into that apartment in a speedily way in the name of Jesus. Father God, just move every obstacle, everything that's trying to delay the Father God, the progress of them getting their own housing, and we pray that you make it happen, that they can get the keys in the apartment and their own dwelling place. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, good night, everyone. We thank God for you. We love you. We love you. We love you. And continue to pray for us. We'll continue to pray for you. Good night. Good night.
God bless you.
Good night. God bless everyone.
Amen.
Good night.